First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Welcome along to the Kickers Matter Fantasy Football Podcast. I am joined tonight by, we're going to start with him first, Mr. Big Deal, Rich King. How are you?
I'm good. This Big Deal thing's starting to get to my head a little bit, though. Like, I was in the supermarket the other day, and, you know, he asked me to wait, and I'm like, do you not know who I am? Do you know what I mean? Like, excuse me, I'll just walk in, shall I?
I'm going to get you a personalised T-shirt with that. So just like the Kickers Matter logo and then like Mr. Big Deal on it.
Like a stag do T-shirt, that kind of idea. Yeah.
But yeah, you got to wear it everywhere. Timbo, how are you? Have you recovered?
I'm all good, yeah. I'm good. I had a great weekend. Obviously, people on Twitter will have seen that. But yeah, other than that, the week's been, it's felt long. Probably because I was out in the last whole weekend with you.
But we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, we did, mate.
I mean, that sounded a bit weird. You said it felt long because I was out with you. It sounded a little bit like a little dig.
No, I think he understood. Only a moron would get that wrong.
Oh, my bad then.
So, I come back on Sunday, and in my hungover state, managed to stay up for week one, most of the games. It was a weird fantasy week, but I kind of expected that after no preseason and the build-up. There's just some strange things that happened. Saquon Barkley, for one, that Steelers rush is frightening. Giants O-line is terrible. Again, fantastic. But there's just some weird stats across the board, Kingy.
Yeah, it just felt like a defense optional kind of week. And actually, what I thought was really quite strange as well was I can't really remember a weekend when there's been so many multiple touchdown scorers.
Yeah, I mean, which have, like
you've had the odd blowout game, but it was just, I don't know how you stacked up against some of your teams, but like I had so many leagues where I was against like the Jones and Ridley owner.
Yeah.
Or like one league where I was against Adams, Ridley and Jacobs, and I was like, GG, it's not gone well.
Well, I did quite well in the Scott Fishbowl first round. I won my game, but that was thanks to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers done. I mean, people can say about that Vikings secondary. It's not a good unit, but Aaron Rodgers proved to me that he is still Aaron Rodgers. And he went absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And, thanks to him, I managed to get over the line in my Scott Fishbowl game. Carson Wentz, I mean, that scoring in Scott Fishbowl, he got me 1 point.
I mean, the Eagles
imploded in that second half.
I mean, Carson Wentz this week. I mean,
well, I'm scared. I am not gonna. For people that are not in the Scott Fishbowl, it's Superflex. I will not be playing. I've got Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, and Tua as my QBs in that. I will not be playing Carson Wentz in the Superflex position. I will put a running back there.
I mean, I don't know what time the game's supposed to kick off on. Yeah, for the Eagles, but I feel like it's a 6 o'clock game. Yeah. I feel like it needs to be after 9 o'clock because Aaron Donald is going to just be.
He's going to go.
It's just going to be, just going to be bananas.
I mean, they that Washington front looks quite scary, but the Eagles imploded in that game. Absolutely imploded.
I enjoyed it.
Oh yes, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I really, really did enjoy it. I mean, your Cowboys, Tim, didn't.
Do you know what?
Live up to the hype.
Yeah, it's week one, right? I watched it back in full, and actually, we did really well in stages. It just felt like some things just didn't click. The defense didn't really show up, to be honest. But for the first half, I'd say that the offensive line actually did quite well against Donald. But then he just started getting to him. Dak's quite good on the run anyway. Yeah. Zeke was brilliant, I thought.
That's the best I've seen Zeke in a few years. In a good few years.
Yeah, he looks lean. I mean, he got some digs at like when he had his top up at one point. But I thought he looked really good. He looked powerful. He looked quick. He looked sharp. So I just take it as one of those games. I mean, they've got good enough players to beat you. But, you know, we don't miss one of those kicks and we're right in there. And then that decision on fourth just didn't sit well with me. Don't think we played it quite well. So I think we can learn a lot from that. But it's a loss and you've got to take it. You've got to hope that you can just build on that. My take on the whole week one thing was that I think teams have really missed not having a preseason, like hugely. And I think that's had a big impact on defenses. I think for the first few weeks, we're going to see some really crazy scores and some multiple touchdown scorers, like what Kingy said, because there's going to be more people that you've got absolutely no idea how they're going to be schemed or played. And it's going to take defenses a lot of time to catch up and really switch on to certain plays. So those managers who do a lot of trick plays or you know, really clever systems, I think they're going to be rubbing their hands together for the first half of the season, to be honest.
There was four standout teams for me, and it was the Ravens and the Chiefs from the AFC I thought were fantastic. The Seahawks.
Yeah.
I know it was against the Falcons, but they looked very impressive to me, the Seahawks. And Kingy, I'm going to give it to the Packers. I don't care if it's against the Vikings. The Packers look good.
Yeah, I think it looked like Rodgers firmly had a grasp of the playbook.
Yep.
And it's nice to actually see him passing at the goal line.
Yeah.
Again, that was nice to see as well. So
that's the best I've seen him in 2 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, I took loads of shares of him in fantasy this offseason.
You could get him a huge discount. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you were drafting him at his absolute floor. And if you captured part of his Aaron Rodgers mystique, then he was going to be ridiculous for value.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was nice to see Cam Newton, actually. I thought he looked. I like Cam Newton. I've always been a bit of a Cam Newton fan.
The new running back for the Patriots.
Yeah. I'm surprised they let him do as much as that, but
I mean, for me, I think
they just this week. Anyway, they got the Seahawks this week. They're gonna have a rude awakening.
Newton's gonna have to pass, isn't he, in that game? But I was gonna say, I think Newton doing what he did to the Dolphins is basically just handed Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen the blueprint of how to succeed against them.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah.
So
I think we'll see Tua sooner than later for the Dolphins.
I don't know. The thing is with the fans not being in the stadium, I think it might take like a game or two longer than you would normally have if the fans were in the stadium.
Yeah.
Because you can't ignore 60,000 people. They're like, we want Tua. We want Tua.
Well, it's on social media though, isn't it? Right.
Yeah, but you can just.
Same with the Chargers. I think you're going to see Justin Herbert sooner than later as well. Tyrod looked exactly what I thought. The last time we saw Tyrod was playing for the Browns, and yeah, it's the Browns. But he looked exactly the same to me. And I, Justin Herbert's going to get in there sooner rather later than me. For me, I agree with you, Kingy. I think if it was fans in the stadium, I think you're looking at three or four games.
Yeah.
But I also, I think, why don't you introduce the rook when no fans? Because there's more chance to hear certain things, easier chance to have that conversation in the huddle, like fans
are. Yeah, true.
Put pressure on. So I think it's the ideal. It, I mean, Bill Belichick was asked, you know, have you ever played in anything like this without an atmosphere in a stadium? He was like, yeah, practice. So if he's thinking that, the players will be thinking that as well. There's not that pressure on them that, you know, the screaming and shouting on a third or fourth down, like it might be an easier way to introduce them.
It would have been a much better answer if he said, yeah, I've played at the Chargers Stadium before.
There is that, yeah.
So I'm going to give us, before, because we're going to go straight into our start six for week two in a minute, but before we end week one, I'm going to, who is your fantasy star of the week? I'll start us off. Mine was Robbie Anderson. I took loads of Robbie Anderson everywhere, and Robbie Anderson to me is extreme. I'm not saying he's on the same level as Allen Robinson, because they're not, but they're both extremely very underrated wide receivers, and Robbie Anderson's a bit of a knucklehead. You know, he's done some things in his past, but extremely underrated. And I had a feeling we could see this in the Panthers with Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I think he. It's weird. I struggled with Robbie Anderson evaluating him this off season because typically, you know, people think, you know, he's a deep target and he's got Bridgewater as his quarterback, so it doesn't feel like a natural fit. But
nice deep bomb to him. In that game.
He looked great. So yeah. You know, I said to quite a few people, like, pick up Robbie Anderson because he's like pretty much
pretty cheap. Yeah.
So
get him in like rounds. If you're playing redrafts, you can get him in like rounds 15, 16 in drafts.
But even in like waiver wire ads, like, he's still not as owned as you might expect because people still think that he's very hit or miss and he's had his hit.
Well, if he's available in any of my dynasty leagues, I'll be snapping him up.
He's no Curtis Samuel, though.
No, but I think that train might have sailed.
Let's just have a little...
I think mine, there was two, and they're both breakout players, is Slayton. I've got Slayton in quite a few.
Yeah, he looked good. Slayton looked good.
He was brilliant. I do think he is the wide receiver one there. I hope he is, even when Tate's back. And the other one was, it was really nice to see Paris Campbell getting some targets. Just because he was non-existent last year, and he's been pretty much free in the off-season.
I don't want to hear it, Jack. I can see you already. I don't want to hear it.
He hates that.
I don't want to hear it.
Go on, mate.
No, I just don't want to hear it. Like, Paris Campbell did well. Michael Pittman. He did have a good box score game, but I was actually quite happy with how he played in his first game. Rivers looked to him in some tight, contested catches and put the ball up for him to get, which shows that trust, which is what I kind of wanted to see. Ideally, I'd like to see some touchdowns, but that game was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
I almost feel like the Jaguars are messed up by winning because they're not going to be a good team. I don't know. I guess we'll just see how the season pans out. But
it was nice to see Detroit lose. Right, especially the way they did. That team does not deserve nice things. Sorry, Detroit fans, but Matt Patricia is a fucking moron, and I put him up there with Adam Gase.
He's just not a head coach, is he? That's the thing.
Yeah, but that's... neither is Adam Gase.
No.
Yeah. Kingy, who was your breakout star? Sorry.
My breakout star was Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Might be a bit of a homer pick, but Rodgers talked him up in the offseason. Rodgers is always like huge on can he trust a receiver or not. And Valdes-Scantling is a guy who I'm quite happy to pick up, because someone has to be that number two in Green Bay. And if it's Marquez Valdez, then yeah, that's great.
Lazard didn't do too bad either, did he? Caught the touchdown. And,
so. No, but I think if I'm choosing between the two, like, I kind of prefer watching Valdez-Scantling because it's like big plays, and I like watching those. So
yeah. Just a quick one, no, last one for me was I know it's against the Panthers, but Josh Jacobs, impressive.
Yeah, he's impressive, but that offensive line was just like it was filth. I mean, you see the touchdown he scored from, like, I think it was like 3 yards out or something. Like, I've never seen a running back literally with that much space.
Yeah,
it was just like, I watched it on Red Zone, and I literally just turned to my wife and went like, "What the hell is this?" And she looked at me like, "I don't know what you're talking about." But, yeah, crazy.
Right, we'll put a lid on it. Let's get into week two, and well, let's
start with tonight's game.
Sorry?
Start with tonight's game. Since
I mean, time this goes out, people would have. We could do a couple of little moves, well, a couple of minutes on it. Bengals at the Browns. The Browns were fucking awful in week one. I was just. Ugh.
Let's be honest, though, that Ravens defensive line was filthy last year. And then they just went, oh, let's just add Calais Campbell.
Yeah, I just don't think Baker... I don't think Baker Mayfield will be the starting quarterback for the Browns this year.
I think at some point they've got to stick instead of constant twisting.
I'm done with Baker Mayfield. I'm trying to get rid of him in every league that I do have him. For me, the starts anyway. I mean, it's horrible. They did try and introduce that sort of two tight end set, didn't they, for the Browns last week? And then Joker's gone to IR now, which is annoying. So is it Hunter Bryant, the rookie?
Yeah.
I know I backed him tonight for an anytime because he was stupid odds. But I mean, Austin Hooper's a good play here for me.
I like Hooper because I don't think Jarvis Landry's going to make it.
No.
He's going to get a ton of that work inside, and Cincinnati give that up as well.
I think this would be a heavy run game from the Browns as well. I think you can easily use Chubb and Hunt. I think they're both going to be serviceable in this game for me.
Yeah, I just don't know if they'll be able to do it for too long. That's my worry. I think they'll start out like that, but I think they'll very quickly start trailing because that Ravens offense looks decent,
yep.
And that defense is not going to be allowing huge gains on the ground.
I love Joe Mixon in this matchup, actually.
Yeah,
I know it's against the Browns and a bit of the pass rush there, but I really like Joe Mixon to get going this week.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're big Mixon fans. We'd like to see him get going. I like Boyd in this matchup.
It is a good matchup for Boyd.
Yeah. I actually don't hate it for John Ross either. He got a couple of targets last week.
A load of drops as well.
Load of drops, but I think as a couple of real outsiders, especially when you're looking at DFS on the cheap, if you're doing a DFS lineup tonight, then John Ross is really cheap. And I think you can score your points and let you play like Chubb and Mixon. So.
Should we move on? I'm not starting either defense in that game.
Yeah, I'm not. That's good.
Kingy?
No, I don't want him.
Let's do the Giants at the Bears then. Dimes. He did dimes things on week one. I actually thought the Giants, it sounds stupid watching it back, but it's the most competitive game that I've seen the Giants play in a long, long time. I know they got beat.
Pittsburgh are good, by the way. They're Big Ben's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Are good. Their defense is good.
Yeah. And I know Saquon Barkley didn't get going in that game. I'd blame the O-line for that, for the Giants as well. Terrible.
Week one weirdness. Like, everyone knows he's good.
Yeah. Evan Ingram, I don't know what happened there. I still think the Giants will trade him in the season at some point.
I'll take him.
I don't know what happened there. That was weird. But it was nice. Slayton was superb in week one. So, I mean, you'd start Barkley. You're going to start Slayton, I suppose, in this matchup. The Bears secondary can be had at. You can go at that. But they, again, this is another rushing unit. Are they going to shut Saquon down again? It's a tough one.
We saw Chicago play really well last week.
Yeah.
Against Detroit's O-line is much better than the Giants.
Well. Yeah.
And scary thing as well is they didn't even have Robert Quinn on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They add him now.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel Jones and Carson Wentz are probably both... I hope they've both got medical insurance because it's going to be a long game for you guys. Yeah. Like,
I actually thought Trubisky looked okay in that game. I he gets pelters and... I mean, that was a dime he threw to...
I'll be totally honest with you. It's really annoying that he was effective because looks like I'll probably lose my bet to you two. But equally, I just love seeing players do well. So, you know...
I want to see him do well because when in his rookie campaign, he was okay. And
the thing is, if you that defense was on the field too much, that's what it was. They had too many injuries last year on defense, and they put him. They didn't give him the field position that he needs. Because he's like years ago on around the NFL, they used to talk about like the Andy Dalton line. Like if you had a quarterback who was better than Dalton, then you needed then you're okay. If he was worse, you need a new one.
Yeah,
Trubisky for me is a kind of that line. Is he will. He's okay, but yeah. he's not gonna take you to the playoffs.
No.
You know, he's gonna ride the roster. So, yeah.
I think you fire up Miller, you fire up Robinson.
Robinson's gonna eat.
Yeah. What the fuck was that from Jimmy Graham as well last week? Okay. I'm not trusting it. I will not go back to that again. I'm not getting on that hill ever again.
I mean, Jimmy Graham looked like he popped three hamstrings on one of the catches. Yeah. So.
You knew this was coming, King. You? When we had that bet and you and Jamie tore me down on the pod 2 weeks ago, all I said was, Jimmy Graham is a play week one. You cannot trust him after that. But he will likely get a touchdown week one.
Oh, he'll get one this week against the Giants. He will definitely get one against the Giants.
Won't all 11 players get a touchdown against the Giants?
Most likely.
Including the O-line?
Most likely. I'll tell you what, Monty looked good when he was on the field. So I think I'd fire him up going forward because he's just come off that injury. I'd be firing him up confidently going forward.
Yep.
All right, let's move on before I cry myself. Jaguars at the Titans. Fire up Derrick Henry because he goes batshit crazy against the Jaguars every time he plays them.
And the Jaguars don't really have a good defense against running backs. Don't underestimate that.
I mean, I was listening to a podcast earlier. They were saying fire up Minshew. I'd be very wary of that. And this that Tennessee defense is better than.
Yeah, so I would agree with that. Like, I would like to pick up Minshew on waivers if he's out there because actually his schedule after this game is actually pretty good for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not sold on having him in my lineup for this week. I think that's going to be a tough game.
And can you trust the wide receivers? I mean, Chark, it was a bit weird, wasn't it? Did Chark catch a touchdown? Was it Keenan Cole as well?
And Chenault did.
Yeah, it was a weird one last week. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was made to do the old Homer Simpson gif with my Minshew. Yeah, like hide a bit. He looked okay. You know, he did the job, but I don't know. I think they come crashing back down to earth this week, the Jaguars.
Yeah, I just don't trust him. I've got no interest in picking him up anywhere unless he is completely free, to be honest.
You fire up Jonnu this week. He looked good last week, Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith, great.
And Corey Davis.
He's injured, is he?
Oh, is he injured, is he?
Yeah, I think he missed a couple of game practices.
Right. AJ Brown then is. I don't know, who's the rookie for the Jags at cornerback? Because he had an interception last week, didn't he?
He had a really good game. I can't think what his name is, but the as did the linebacker.
Not Miles Jack.
No, they got a rookie linebacker as well, and he had a really good game. I think this is going to be the dullest of all the games, to be honest. It's just going to be Derrick Henry just running all over them. There's a lot to pick from for me. I don't necessarily trust AJ Brown, but if you've got him, you're probably going to have to play him. Sneaky little picks are people who you might just stash in if you've got a deep roster, like Adam Humphries, a couple of targets. They've got to throw him the ball this year, by the way, because they're paying him a lot of money. So there's a lot of miles to feed. So I don't think Tennessee are going to be the run all unit. Just because there's going to be a lot of wastage there, but you never know. And I want nobody on the Jags team this week. I'd sit a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Robinson looks impressive at running back for them, but this is, again, not a great matchup for running backs, I don't think. Kingy might be able to tell us more on that, but that's not... I don't think I'd be starting any Jaguars with confidence this week.
No. Game script's going to go awfully against them. Not for me.
Let's move on. Let's go to the Panthers at the Buccaneers, and Tom Brady, he looked 43 last week.
So in this game, I think you just have to...
Rojo.
I was going to say, you have to... So I wrote in my start set article, I wrote Ronald Jones, but really I want to write the Tampa Bay running back, because Leonard Fournette didn't look... He didn't get that many touches. Rojo looked decent. I think we could see Fournette take the mantle in this game, but basically whoever is the running back is the guy that I want in my lineup, but I don't know who it is.
The thing is with Rojo with me, I mean, I watched him in that game, and I've never been a Rojo fan, and I still saw flaws in his game last week, but he's one of them players. He's one mistake. It's like, he reminds me of Chris Carson. He's one mistake, one fumble, one missed block away from being just benched. And I think it's extremely dangerous in fantasy.
What
a player like that?
Yeah.
Did you put a tweet out or something if you took out the 21 run?
Yeah. His yards per carry were awful. If you took it, he had a 21 yard rush in the game. And then all of his other rushes, if he didn't have that 21 yarder, he would have averaged 1.9 yards per carry, which is terrible.
But he's still got that 21 yard run, right? And that's more than people like Saquon got that week. So,
yeah.
To me, he's got the opportunity, but it ain't his backfield. So whether or not you start him this week or you trade him off a relative high last week, that's what I'm doing. I'd rather sell him and take a chance on someone like Fournette being the guy there, because I think that's what's going to happen.
I think the thing for me with Rojo is, again, I agree with you, Tim. If I had him, I'd sell him after that week one. Because he's one of them players. He's one mistake away. Arians won't give a toss either. Like, if he misses a block or he fumbles the ball or just does something stupid, he'll be benched.
If you're in a league with John Moorfoot as well, he'll buy him off you.
I thought it might have just been me, but you two seem to be in sort of agreement with me. But I've just never been a fan of Rojo at all, even coming out of college.
It's a big game for the wide receivers. I don't know if Godwin's going to play, but fire up.
Well, mate, you fire up all the wide receivers in this game. Both sides, I think.
I don't like CMC in this matchup. That Tampa defense.
He's good against the run.
Good.
Yeah. The Panthers annoyed the hell out of me last week. What was it? They were on fourth and inches. And, let's hand the ball off to our fullback. What the fuck are you doing? You've got the best running back in the game. As, oh, yeah, let's just hand the ball to our fullback. Okay.
Yeah, what a stop, though, to be fair.
That was a great stop, but yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
If CMC gets that, Rich, 10, isn't it?
What, if he gets handed the ball?
Yeah, 10.
Yeah.
Because he's there faster.
I honestly, so in that situation, I don't understand. If you're handing the ball off, you hand it off to the running back. If you're not if doing that, then use the quarterback, because these guys are actually really tall, so they can actually just lean over. If it's 4 inches, you can just lean over.
Who was it, Cam? Who did that? Somebody did it. Was it Dan? Somebody literally got to the goal line and just managed to just nudge it over. To be
fair. Cam's done it for years. Just so tall, and he's got such long arms. He just used like daddy long legs. They go over.
Anyone want to add anything else to it? Tight ends or anything, or Kingy?
No.
All right, we'll go Broncos Steelers, and I thought Drew looked okay against the Titans. Didn't do anything silly.
I think he looks okay. It was a good start to the season for him. I worry for him in this game. Because those guys in black and yellow are not going to be holding back. And, you know, you talk about home road splits. Now Ben's going back to Heinz Field. Look good on the road. This is not a good place to be if you're Drew Lock.
No, I'm not playing Drew Lock in any of my, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 chairs I've got of him, unless I've literally got nobody else. I thought he looked really good at breaking out the pocket, did a lot of that. But he's not going to get the opportunity against the Steelers. Noah Fant, he's got a really good relationship with Noah Fant, by the way. So I think going forward, he's definitely kept his value. Whether or not he keeps it with Cortland Sutton back, I'm not sure. Melvin Gordon's probably the only one I'd look to play, but it's a horrible matchup for.
I think Philip Lindsay's out. I had a notification come up on my phone about Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, turf toe, right?
Yeah. Steelers wide receivers, Juju was, he looked, yeah, back to normal. And James Washington with the touchdown.
Good.
I don't know, Deontay Johnson's, he's questionable again, isn't he?
Yeah, and Deontay got a few targets, but Juju just ate that game. I think even Ebron got a couple of targets. James Conner, he is Mr. Glass.
No, don't talk to me about James Conner. That's one thing that actually really pissed me off on Twitter. People taking a fucking victory lap in week one over a player getting injured. Fuck off. Just don't. That really fucked me off that. Right.
Yeah, I think this game feels like a start Ebron.
Yeah.
So, for me. Tim, disagree?
Jamie, you here?
Well, I mean, I just saw the Broncos defense give up 2 touchdowns to tight ends.
Yeah.
And
bang on, right? Well, I mean, I'm starting the wide receivers before I am Ebron, just because they're just going to eat.
Yeah, but you also just don't like Ebron.
There is that. There is that. So,
most importantly, got some sweets.
Oh, nice, mate. Who are we on to next? I don't think there's anyone else we want to add from that game.
We're going to go to the Rams against the Eagles. Start the Rams defense.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm all over that Rams defense. That's surely, is that on the 6 o'clock? That is going to be the most expensive defense on the slate, surely.
No, it's not.
Really?
Really good value. I've picked it. I'll get out the phone now.
I think it's 2008.
Well, that's going in my lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's going to be the biggest chalk play.
Yeah, it's 2,100.
Going back to that Panthers, I actually quite like that Bucks defense. for the rush against the Panthers for sacks. So that might be a play as well on DK.
Yeah, I agree with that. On the slate, the most expensive game is the 49ers against the Jets.
Why? The 49ers have got loads of injuries on defense.
It's Adam Gase. Like,
yeah, fuck Adam Gase.
Frank Gore, so.
I mean, I'd fire up all my Rams with confidence in that game. Eagles side, I'm scared.
So I wouldn't fire up all my Rams. I'd be worried about starting Cam Akers.
Well, yeah, the running back, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I just think, like, I've seen a couple of people on Twitter saying, like, Cam Akers will bounce back this week or whatever against the Eagles. The thing that worries me is they've clearly seen something in Malcolm Brown, especially at the goal line. Mm-hmm. So that to me as well would be a reason why I might sit Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Because if my team are not passing it in the red zone, then that touchdown upside's kind of gone a little bit. So
I think they're going to get a load of touchdowns well away from the red zone. Like, that secondary for the Eagles, it's horrible. It's horrible.
That whole team's horrible. That Eagles team is not a good team.
Yeah, it's a bad team. I've said it for months. I think they're potential candidates for the bottom of the league division. So, for me, people like Cooper Kupp, Higbee, just going to eat Woods. It could be a really bad game. It could be a really bad game for the Eagles.
I do kind of agree with what King is saying there. Whereas I don't think Goff are bust, but I don't think he's got potential to go nuts for you. Like, I think the Rams would get up early and then just control the game by running the ball. So yeah. I think you're going to get your sort of average points out of the QB position with Goff.
I mean, it feels to me like it'd be such a 2020 thing for the Eagles to heavily win this game.
Yeah.
So, like, it just feels like a 2020 thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I never really pick Goff, just he tends to not have any rushing yards. And don't know, he's just never a really good fantasy point scorer. I think that's because they do get ahead and just run the fuck out the ball. I'm not really a big Goff fan, so I'd agree with that you're probably going to sit in.
Let's move on then. We'll go to the 49ers at the Jets. But I think this would be short and sweet, this one. I'm not starting any Jet.
No.
49ers, watch out for that Kittle injury. Be interesting to see if he goes this week.
Fire up Jordan Reed.
How did Jordan Reed get on last week?
What's that? Sorry, you're breaking up, mate.
Fire up Jordan Reed for one quarter.
That's all you need.
I thought Mostert looked good, actually.
They did.
Nice to see Jarrett McKinnon on the field, actually, as well. It's like,
he looked good as well. He looked quick. He looked sharp. Mm. Hopefully that stays that way.
I don't know what the situation is for the wide receivers for 49ers at the minute, so...
Taylor's a sneaky cheap option for the 49ers.
Are you starting? Are you going to start Garoppolo? Because he didn't look good in that first game. I know it's against the Jets.
Garoppolo falls into the Goff category for me. Goff's better than Garoppolo, but he's just a QB I try and stay away from.
Yeah, I think the only thing I mentioned about the Jets right now is if you are an owner who lost Connor and Marlon Mack, pick up Frank Gore and just hate yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lev Bell's now on IR, so that's, what, 3 or 4 games he needs to miss? So, Frank Gore's just going to get 3 yards a carry on whatever he gets. Like, he's owned, I think I saw him, like, 4% of leagues. Like, I actually had him as, like, a waiver wire pickup because he was that low.
Gase is gone. By the time Bell gets back,
I hope so. Let's move on because I don't really want to spend any more time on that game. I mean, unless you really want to talk about
no, I'm good.
Two teams that don't really inspire me.
No, I'm good.
The Bills and the Dolphins. Start the Bills' defense. That is a dead cert.
Start Josh Allen.
Start Josh Allen. Start Deeks.
Zach Moss.
You look good.
I think you could flex both running backs. Do you not?
Singletary. Nah, I don't want Singletary in this game.
Okay.
I don't think the script for it doesn't really work.
Okay.
Singletary to me feels like more that like kind of you know, scat back kind of thing, and I don't think they need that as much. I think they'll go Zach Moss and just bruise it.
If you're at a push for a wide receiver, I think you could probably use Cole Beasley in this game because I think John Brown's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get anything special, but if you're at a push in a deep league, you could probably do a lot worse than Cole Beasley.
Yeah, I would say so. I think one thing that you can do as well is maybe speak to the Kasicki owner after he had a bit of a dud last week against the Patriots and see if he's worried. Because
like Patriots are very good against Titans.
They're ridiculously good. I had a message. Oh, you saw it? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I couldn't really understand the play because I was like, the Patriots have only given up like a handful of touchdowns and he was only fantasy relevant in that game against the Patriots because he scored a touchdown last season.
Yeah.
In the previous game, he had nothing. Why? Why? I just can't understand. He was a sit for me last week.
What's happened?
Kingy got into it with someone.
I didn't get into it with someone. Rob Grimwood, I saw a tweet that he'd started Mike Kosicki against the Patriots. And I was like, I didn't understand it. Because for me, I like Kosicki this year, but I hated him in that opening game.
Yeah.
No way I was playing him. Like, I'd have preferred to start Jimmy Graham. Yeah. So, yeah.
How do you think he gets on this week?
Who, Kosicki?
Yeah.
I think the Bills are pretty good at tight end as well. They've got pretty good linebackers, so I feel he'll have a better game than he did last game, but I still don't know. For me at the moment, it still feels like I'm relying on him to get a touchdown, which that's not a good place to be if I can avoid it.
I think Devontae Parker's out though, isn't he?
Well, doubt.
I listened to a podcast and I think they reckon he might miss about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's one, like for me, it's one of these things where I'd prefer to start Logan Thomas, who I'm sure we'll talk about later, than Kosicki, because I can bank on these targets. I don't want to bank on a touchdown. It's just
that was my argument with Jamie over Ebron. I know Ebron went nuts for touchdowns with the Colts, but that was always my argument with him. I'd rather have the steady sort of Eddie guy than
the
touchdown.
For me, Ebron's kind of that specialist red zone guy, so it kind of is a slightly different take that I have on him to like Kosicki, who he seems like he put himself forward as like a receiving tight end.
Yep.
But then he doesn't get a lot of targets, so it's like I don't really know where you fit.
Right, let's move on. We go to the Vikings at the Colts. Bounce back game for the Vikings, I think.
I think it's a double down game for I think it's a bounce back game for the Colts.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're starting all your Colts then, are you?
I think Jonathan Taylor's going to have a good game here. I think that defeat will have hurt the Colts a lot more than the defeat to the Packers hurt the Vikings. That offensive line will have probably been having extra sessions because they didn't look as good as we know they can be. So, yeah, I'd have a lot more Colts players. I'm still going to stick on this Michael Pittman heel. Week two, let's go.
Yeah, no, I think Jonathan. I saw somewhere it was a weird stat. Jonathan Taylor had more receiving targets than Naheem Hines, which I found absolutely just it was weird.
I think Naheem Hines is going to take a take a step back.
He's coming back down to earth this week, definitely.
I saw so many people blow so much of their waiver budget on acquiring him this year. This week, and yes, he will be valuable, but pick him up in week three when he's been put in everyone's lineups in week two and he's done nothing.
That Colts team was weird last week. Like King, you said it before, it was a weird game. I really like Jonathan Taylor this week. I think they're really going to start trusting him. If they trusted him to throw in the ball straight away and everyone was worried about his hands, then I think they've seen something in him that, you know, you didn't necessarily see in a very, very rush-heavy offense in Wisconsin. So I think he's got decent hands. I think they're going to try and run him as much as possible. And I really like, obviously, I like Paris Campbell again, and I do like the other two, Hilton and your boy Pittman. I'm not overly a fan of either Jack Doyle or whoever's going to line up next to him. Mo Alie-Cox had a couple of catches last week. I just don't think they're going to just try and pound it in with Taylor, to be honest.
Mo Alie-Cox of available for a second round draft pick in back to basics. Yeah, is that the guy you're talking about?
Exactly him. I might pick him up now. Dalvin Cook, start him. I think you got some yards out of Mattison as well, didn't you, last week?
Yeah, I used Mattison in Scott Fish because I had quite a lot of injuries in my receiving core in it. So, Cortland Sutton was out. I don't know if he was out, but he was very questionable. So, I didn't play Cortland Sutton. Brandon Cooks I had down. So, I literally had to throw Mattison in and he done okay. He got sort of an average amount of points for me, so it didn't kill me at all.
Yeah.
I think Mattison will be like that the whole year. I think you'll be able to use him at times as a flex.
You can get the Jags showed you can score points against the Colts, right? So fire up your Adam Thielen. Thielen's a start pretty much every single week for me.
The Titans need to get going for the Vikings. Irv Smith needs to improve massively.
It's really weird. They just seem... Last year, they didn't target Kyle Rudolph until December. And then it just felt like he was getting all the targets away from Irv Smith last week. I'd love to see the target share between them. I really like Irv Smith, but he does need to start doing something. Otherwise, he's just going to fade into Titan nothingness, to be honest. But yeah, I thought... Thielen's just a brilliant receiver for me. He's just really good there. No, I don't think there's anyone else.
No. I mean, I'd use Cousins quite comfortably as well. I'm not.
Yeah. He's a great fantasy scorer, to be honest. Much as I don't necessarily think he's a great quarterback, he always scores a decent amount of points because he throws the ball a lot. And he tends to always seem to get into a shootout somehow. So,
all right, let's move on to Kingy's Packers against the Bottle Job Lions.
Start everyone.
Yeah, agreed. I don't know if Golladay's still not practicing, which is getting quite concerning with Golladay.
Yeah, especially soft tissue injury. It's always going to be worrying, I think.
The running situation for the Lions, I don't want to get involved in it.
I feel like Peterson is a play because the Lions are going to want to try and control the clock.
They can want to do what they want, but they won't be doing it in this game.
I think. Yeah, for me, Stafford's probably in a void for this week as well. I feel like I'm just kind of avoiding pretty much all of Detroit, starting all of the Packers.
Because you're sensible. and the Lions don't deserve anything nice.
You know who's a sneaky good player and got a load of targets and is pretty much free?
You're going to say Danny Amendola?
I am. Because I played him in a couple of leagues, and when you look back, the Packers to a load of slot players last year gave up points. So
look at Cephas.
Yeah.
As well. If Golladay sits, watch out for Cephas. I added Cephas into my Scott Fishbowl team because I had Jalen Hurd there. He's done for the year, so dropped Jalen Hurd, added Cephas in. Looked good last week. Nice percentages of snaps, so just something to monitor. I'm not saying go and stream him. I wouldn't play any Lion in this game at all. I think Aaron Rodgers goes batshit crazy again.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just if you need to start somebody and you're looking for somebody cheap, Amendola's probably value-wise, probably the best one for me.
Let's move on. Falcons, Cowboys. Get right game for the Cowboys for me. The Falcons. I mean, I'd start everyone in this game across the board.
Leave the defenses. Sack them off. Start the QBs. Burley is a top five running back for me. He's running around the Cowboys. He's going to have a field day. But as is Zeke. Right, everyone's going to eat in this game. It's going to be a shootout. Mark my words.
I put out a tweet before the game for the Falcons last week about Hayden Hurst. I mean, everyone knows that listens to this. I'm a big Hayden Hurst fan. I think he's got the potential to be a very good tight end for the Falcons. But I faded him last week because I saw a stat on Jamal Adams versus tight ends when he was with the Jets. And whilst the Seahawks got absolutely gashed versus Titans last year, they didn't have Jamal Adams, and Jamal Adams shut down Titans for the Jets last year. So it was a sensible play week one, I think, to fade Hayden Hurst. I'm just with you though this week. Just start everyone, Kingy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. Sorry, mate. All I can hear is Hoover going off in the background again.
yeah, start everyone in this game, I think.
So we move on to the team versus the Cardinals.
Start Logan Thomas.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. And how much is he on DK, by the way?
He's like 2.8.
Is he?
He's quite low. Logan Thomas, he's quite low.
I'll have a look now for you.
He is 3.6.
You're starting Peyton Barber, are you?
No, I'm literally in this game. I'll start Logan Thomas for Washington, and I don't think I'd start Terry McLaurin in DFS. I wouldn't have him in DFS. I'd probably have him in my lineup, but for Arizona, yeah, Kyler Murray,
Nuke,
yeah.
Drake.
I feel like the Nuke thing, I might end up just absolutely eating what I said at the start of the season. I was like, he was good in Houston because he had all of the targets, and I don't think he'll get as many targets in Arizona. And then, lo and behold, he gets more targets than some teams had. So,
actually, go back and look at the targets, because Kirk had quite a lot of targets in that last game.
Offense is going to be so good to watch. I'm such a big Kyler Murray fan. He seems clever.
He also needs to be, though. Like, that offense needs to be good because the defense is not.
Of course it does, but Kyler Murray's sharp. He's clever. That run he had was brilliant.
Do you feel like, when I think about Arizona, I feel like it's someone who is playing Madden for the first time? And it just assembled all of the skill positions, like as good things, and then everything around it, they've just gone, I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, O line, they've just gone for like 60 overall players or whatever, you know, they just stick them in. But it's all right because I've got all these 90 rated players everywhere else.
That's exactly it. It's going to be fun to watch for that reason. Sometimes Kyler's going to get battered, but he just seems clever enough to know when the hits are coming.
Right, let's move on. Chiefs, Chargers. Start all your Chiefs. I'd be wary of Sammy Watkins. I know he went nuts week one, but we didn't go nuts, but I know he had his Sammy Watkins week one game. I would just be a bit wary of that. In all, I'm a bit wary of the Chiefs wide receivers, if I'm brutally honest, because you don't know what one it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm actually more wary because the Chargers secondary, the Chargers defense actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, full stop. Yep. I think Travis Kelce will probably have a pretty good game in this one because, yep. You know, you got Talib and Hayward, I think. You know, that to me kind of, you won't negate it completely, but that'll be Hill and Watkins.
But while you say that Chargers D is good, it wasn't particularly good against the run last year.
No, but then they just brought in Joseph.
Yeah.
From the Vikings.
Hmm.
That guy's like Vince Wilfork. He is just hench in the middle of that line. Like,
I just don't think it matters, mate. The Chiefs are a juggernaut.
They'll win. I'm not doubting that at all. What I'm saying is I think Travis Kelce will have a good game. I think they'll probably try and use Edwards-Helaire maybe out wide a couple of times.
Yep.
And hand him the ball. Patrick Mahomes will do some magic. So I'm still starting the Chiefs, but like I'd have tempered expectations for like Tyreek.
Yeah, but I think you can do that going forward. I think you can just be very wary of the wide receivers going forward, because especially the way they use Tyreek and Hardman, they use them as like gadget players, and it's great what they do because you do not know what the hell they're going to do. But you've got guys like DeMarcus Robinson who could go off. I mean, he caught that touchdown that got called back very early on in that game, and you got guys like that can go nuts. So you got Sammy Watkins there. I think they're very hard to predict, the wide receivers, even if the matchup's easy.
Yeah, you can't guarantee. The only one you can guarantee is going to get X amount of targets and probably a touchdown is Kelce.
Yeah.
So you go with Kelce and CEH and Mahomes, and you win your game. Like, if you've got them, you're smashing it anyway. So, yeah, I'm leaving them well alone, and I'm leaving most of the Chargers alone. Apart from, I'm probably going Eckler.
I'd start the Chiefs defense.
Yeah,
it's so hit and miss. I don't know. Like
Tyrod.
Tyrod didn't look good, but I think Eckler will probably have a bounce back game, make all those people who drafted him early feel better about themselves.
He needs it. I'll tell you what, Mike Williams looked good in week one.
Yeah.
That was nice to see. But if you go back and watch that, Tyrod, every throw that he makes to him, he literally causes Mike Williams to get absolutely smashed every catch.
I mean, maybe he just doesn't like him. Like, as a person, he's like, he just annoys me, so.
No, I just think Tyrod's a bad quarterback. I think we've seen enough of him in the NFL now. Let's move on, because I wouldn't want to start that Chargers defense with confidence, but I see it is a good defense.
For me, it's a good NFL defense. I'm not starting it in fantasy this week.
No. Ravens, Texans. How the hell did the Texans get the Chiefs and the Ravens to start the season? Oh, dear.
It's pretty rough. I think this is... So, I did a quick reaction piece on David Johnson.
Yeah.
Because everyone's taking victory laps. Like, I thought David Johnson would have a good season.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite ready to take a victory lap yet until he gets through these next two games. Because they got Steelers, I think, the week after.
Cool.
It's not gone well for them. No. So we'll see if David Johnson is back to being David Johnson in these next two games.
Yeah.
For Houston, Deshaun Watson, I'd start.
Yeah, of course. They're probably going to get involved in the shootout, so they're going to have to.
I think they'll want to get involved in the shootout, but I think the Ravens will close them down quite a lot.
Yeah, and run the ball quite quite a lot.
They run the board, they'll control the clock, yeah. And their defensive line will put the Texans' O-line under pressure. And Will Fuller, for me, is actually a sit this week.
Yep.
I think he's going to struggle against Marlon Humphrey. He's. Good. I'd kind of be happy to start Brandon Cooks, which seems weird, but Cooks and Cobb for me would be like sneaky deep starts.
Yep. The Ravens, I mean, J.K. Dobbins, 2 touchdowns. Didn't get a lot of yardage, though, which was strange. No. Sorry?
No, I agree.
I think if I'm all honest, like I'm a massive J.K. Dobbins fan, so it was really nice to see him get the 2 touchdowns. But in all honesty, I'd probably leave it for another week, the running back situation in Baltimore, because they seem to just want to use a three-headed monster, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, because Gus Edwards, I think he averaged 4 yards per carry or something.
Yeah, I've not looked at the stats actually for this week. In terms of like,
so Gus Edwards was averaging like 4 yards per carry. Dobbins was getting a lot of receiving work, and Ingram was just Mark Ingram was Mark Ingram at the end of the day. But they seem to want to use all three of them, which is great for them as an NFL team. It's not great for fantasy, as we all know. They're going to be touchdown or bust guys.
Yeah,
I'd feel sorry for Deshaun Watson. Really feel sorry for him. What a horrible start to an NFL season.
Playing. Yeah, we just said that, and they get the Steelers tweak.
It's just feel for him.
He's just earning every dollar of that extension.
Yeah.
And Al, tell what, you fire up Mark Andrews. 2 touchdowns. I mean, that first one he called, I jumped out my seat when he called it. And also Hollywood had a sneakily good game. He had over 100 yards off. He was off 6 targets and over 100 yards.
Yeah, but that actually worries me more than anything. I don't want to rely on like a big play
against the Texans though.
Yeah, but they don't need to do it.
No.
Like, why do I need to try and risk throwing the ball if I can just hand it off to?
Yeah,
Dobbins or Ingram 58 times in the game.
I think running back wise, it's just something to monitor going forward. See, starts getting more of the workload there. Let's move on. Are you starting the Ravens defense actually? Before we...
Yeah.
Texans defense, we're not starting though.
No.
Patriots at the Seahawks. Fire up all your Seahawks. Lockett, Metcalf.
Don't fire up Greg Olsen.
No, don't get involved in that. Chris Carson. I mean, I'm not a massive Carson fan. Jamie loves him, but
I'd sit Chris Carson this week. He is a sit for me
in this game.
Yeah,
it's a tough matchup, but I mean, sometimes you haven't got the choice. Sometimes you've got to play him.
Sometimes you have to, but like,
if you can, sit him.
Carlos Hyde had more rushing attempts than Chris Carson.
Yeah.
Carson was saved by 2 receiving touchdowns.
Yep.
He's not getting that every week.
Patriots side of the ball. N'Keal Harry dropped a... Did you see that drop from Harry?
Yeah. That was a bit frustrating. Yeah.
I'm not confident in any of the wide receivers for the Patriots going forward.
No, that's pretty... That's pretty standard. I always feel like that every year.
It was nice to see Michelle. Michelle looks okay. That was nice to see.
It'd be interesting to see how they work in Harris, actually.
Yeah, and James White. James White had a bit, yeah, poor game.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't need to do anything.
No.
That was the thing. He didn't need to. The Patriots had control of the game quite early. And they just did what they needed to do. So,
and the Saints. Oh, I mean, would you start any defense in that game?
In
the Patriots Seahawks.
I'd take the Seahawks.
No, I don't think I would.
I don't think I'd start a defense in that game.
Why would you take the Seahawks?
Just because we only saw a glimpse of Cam. and it was mainly through running. So if you can stop that, you can get picks against Cam. So I just play the percentages. There's not that many defenses to go around. You're probably going to have to play the law of averages. You're going to have one of the Seahawks or Patriots on one of your rosters. And if I had the two of them, which I'm pretty sure I don't, I'd go for the Seahawks to play them. Just because I think you're going to be able to pick up defensive points against the Pats this year. Especially if you can stop the run. And I think they're capable of stopping the run.
Yeah, okay.
The last game for us this in week two is the Saints versus the Raiders. Fire up all your New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I don't really know how this is going to shake out because Michael Thomas has got that high ankle sprain. They're saying he's going to be able to play, but I don't know on that.
Emmanuel Sanders is quite interesting.
And Traquan Smith as well. I think he'll be interesting. Jared Cook.
Yeah, Jared Cook will be interesting. Revenge game.
No, I don't buy into that stuff, but
no,
yeah.
No, Kamara, I think you could probably flex Latavius Murray as well. They certainly tried to use him.
I like Deontay Harris, young wide receiver for the Saints as well. He's free in most leagues. He's a good option.
Raiders side of the ball, or I wouldn't be starting Darren Waller in this game.
No. Henry Ruggs, is he's going to miss, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to miss.
Yeah, so that makes me think that I want to
run the ball.
Well, I'm going to try and run the ball.
Yeah. Not easy on the Saints.
No. But
I mean, I'd still fire up Jacobs, but it's not easy.
I'd fire up Jacobs just because of the volume. He's going to give you like RB2 value just with volume.
Yeah.
So.
Saints defense, firing that up?
No. For me, if I'm firing up a defense as like a streamer, which is where I classify the Saints, I'm kind of looking at the availability of getting sacks. That's kind of like how I tend to rank a defensive streamer. And as we saw, that Raiders O-line is no joke. So I don't think the Saints will get that many sacks on Derek Carr or pressures. So I wouldn't hate, if I had to, I would start them. I would prefer them over the Seahawks, but I'm not saying I'd particularly want to start them.
That's week two. Our start sits there. We've got a few questions as well, so we'll quickly do that before we do Robbie Aguayo. This is from Reese, NFL Patriots fan, Wales. Do you see Matt Brady's role increasing with the Dolphins? That was interesting week one with the running back situation for Miami.
Yeah. Do I think? For me, it has to increase because there's a reason why you brought him in. You thought he'd fill a gap.
Yeah.
I think the team just looked a little bit lost. I think they didn't know how to get a grip back on the game. Fitzpatrick was throwing interceptions like Fitzpatrick does. Mm-hmm. Breida will have a role. I think Gaskin will probably... I think the biggest loss will actually be Jordan Howard.
Gaskin wasn't a thing last year when they were pretty much pulling people off the street for playing running back. I can't remember the guy that everyone picked up on waivers towards the end of last year.
Patrick Laird.
Yeah, right? So Gaskin wasn't a thing then. He's not going to be this year. You know me, I'm a huge Breida fan. I do think he's got tons of ability. I never think he's going to be the guy, but I think he's fantasy relevant week to week, 100% in a scheme like that. So, yeah, I think he's going to get better, and I've got no doubt about it. I think he'll become the one who gets the majority of the share between him and Jordan Howard.
Agreed. An Englishman NFL. Why is Adam Gase? Yes, that's the whole question.
Peyton Manning. That's your answer.
Yeah, true. This is from Craig, Mr. Bojangles 151. Which week one surprises are actually a thing, and which ones are actually a bust?
I guess it depends what we're saying. It was a surprise.
Sammy Watkins isn't a thing.
Week one, Sammy Watkins is a thing.
Yep. Robbie Anderson is a thing.
Robbie Anderson, Logan Thomas. Those are things that I'm kind of confident in now.
Yeah, Graeme Hines isn't a thing.
I'm quite happy to put my hat on Robbie Anderson going forward.
It'll be Curtis Samuel next week.
Probably. Who gets bench first? Mitch, Baker or Fitz? Fitz. That's from Lucky Fantasy Guy.
Yeah, it'll be Fitz because it's not going to be Baker because who's the option?
Case Keenum.
Yeah, so no one wants to do that, do they?
And Mitch, yeah. Really good. And I actually think they buy into him. And I really want him to do well. Not just to win a bet with you, Kingy. But everyone likes the underdog. And he's had
I like Mitch Trubisky. And I'm one of them people that wants him to do well.
I want all players to do well. Like, honestly, it makes me happy when you see players step in and do well. Like, I would like Mitch Trubisky to do well. I'd kind of like to lose the bet. I just thought that with the acquisition of Foles that they were gone with Trubisky. So
Foles is not a good quarterback.
Well,
I don't care if he's won the Super Bowl. So is Joe Flacco. Adrian Drake, Hunt or Chubb? Does this remain a running back by a committee or does one of them become the RB1? No, I think this is what you had with the Saints about 3 years ago. This is an Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. I think they're both going to be fantasy relevant all year.
Yeah. Who do I want to own more? But I own a lot of Hunt shares because he was so cheap. So cheap. So, yeah. I've acquired a lot of Hunt for that reason.
Kingy?
I was actually really down on Nick Chubb because he's quite game script dependent, particularly with that Hunt there. If Chubb struggles in any game, then I think Hunt might just take the reins of the offense. But yeah, I think you're kind of right. It feels to me a little bit like a Saints light at the moment.
Yep. But a bad team.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Roberto Aguayo, kicker, Florida State. Yeah. Yeah. Kickers are second rounders too, baby.
Welcome along, everyone. This is the world famous Robbie Aguayo corner, where it's either going to be a hit or a wide miss. And I got the pleasure of doing that bit for once because Mr. Happy isn't here. And we're going to go straight to Jack, I think. What's your hit or miss, mate?
I got a couple of hits. So no misery here. My first hit is, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I started watching it a few weeks back now. I started watching Cobra Kai. It's on Netflix. Based on The Karate Kid. It's a bit like cheesy, but it's one of them things you watch it. You have to watch it. Like it's very well made actually, because the first series was done on YouTube and the second series is now out. But it's very well made and it's good fun. I used to love The Karate Kid when I was a kid, so it's good fun watching that. And my second hit was just meeting up with Tim really at the weekend. We had a good time. So a lot of beers were drunk.
A lot of everything alcoholic was drunk. I had to quantify alcoholic then because we do have a non normal, but well, a bodily fluid drinker on the pod. So that's why I have to qualify. Alcohol was drunk. But yeah, I won't do the same hit. It was a really good weekend. It was good to meet up with you. Finally meet people like Alan, Jason. It just kind of came together as a couple.
It was random. It was random as hell, and it was brilliant. Everything about it was brilliant. So yeah, that's me done, guys.
I've always got a hit basically because I just feel like a positive guy.
Yeah, mate.
So I'm going to make a positive out of this COVID situation. So it came to me that basically because I've been working from home, I've been able to see my now 10-month daughter grow up, which I would never have had if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah.
She is pretty incredible. She has picked up the same habit as her brother used to, which is wake up really early / late on a Thursday night. So what I'll do is I'll watch up all the build up to the NFL game, and then just when the whistle goes to kick off, that's when they fall asleep. So then I'm like, well, I need to go to sleep now, right? So but no, it's been great. So yeah, that's my hit. There you go.
Nice. I guess that leaves me. I'm trying to think of something miserable, but I can't. I mean, COVID can generally fuck off.
Overrated, Tim.
Just do, man. It is overrated. But now my hit is that we just had such a good weekend. You know, we paid for it, managed to get to about 12:30 on Sunday night before just falling asleep on the sofa. And it's a hit because the NFL's back. Premier League's back, sports back, baby. So yeah, it's just good time to be happy. So that's pretty much me.
You can find us on the Twitter at @kickers_matter. Where's our website, Kingy?
When's this going out? Because I'll be in the area. It's on my to-do list. So,
okay,
kinkfantasysports.com/kickersmatter.
That's our website. You can find all our great content there. And we've just released the first week one of the Steve Rainbow scoring. Tim's at the bottom.
Yeah, you okay, hon?
Very bottom. There's a few people lower than me, Jason.
You okay, hon?
I'm third in my division, so I'm there, boys. I'm competing.
I think we said before, all of our best teams were rubbish week one, so hopefully that trend doesn't continue.
Well, you've only got till week 8, and then it all resets, mate. So you've got to pull your socks up now, mate.
Not worried. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I mean, Tim, if you just I'll send you my bank details. Like, I'm doing all the scoring. Jack doesn't understand spreadsheets. Like,
I pay to win, guy.
Yeah. So thank you for everyone listening. Leave us a review. We'd very much appreciate that. Thank you. And we'll see you next week. And hopefully our fourth co-host is back.
Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.